On the KSRO live line with us this morning is the director of marketing for the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, Ann Abrams is here. Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Happy ho, ho, ho. And it seems as if the LBC is celebrating.
We are. It's we're in high holiday gear right now. It's great to be able to be in the holiday spirit, and
we
kind of have a lot of different things going on.
Let me start though by asking you a question that's non-holiday related. It's fire related, and how the recovery efforts are going with parts of the Luther Burbank Center.
Well, thank you for asking. The campus is 140,000 square feet. We had damage to 30,000 square feet. So, I think everyone in the community was a little freaked out at the initial reports that the center had burned to the ground, and we were certainly happy to report and relieved to report that wasn't the case.
Yeah, we
the
were
main
too.
Theater was not damaged at all, intact, and able to be presenting shows, which we are.
Yeah, I was there on Saturday for the Transcendence show, and it looked fantastic in the theater.
Yeah, it is. So we didn't experience any damage there. One thing that I would love to have an opportunity to let people know is a lot of people see plywood on the main windows. They see that from the freeway, and that is actually not fire-related damage. We are in the midst, and before the fires, we're in the midst of a major renovation, which is improving some things at the center. There are going to be elevators installed and some major improvements. And that the plywood that you see on the windows was part of the renovation. That's all good stuff that's happening.
All right, that is good news. Although elevators at the LBC, very fancy.
Well, we want to make it as easy as possible for all of our patrons. But as you asked in the initial question, there was some damage to the campus. We did lose, unfortunately, one of our smaller auditoriums on the east end. Unfortunately, that was damaged where the North Bay Stage Company performed, and then sadly, the Innova School was damaged. There is a movement towards rebuilding, and they are moving towards that, and the school has been able to find temporary quarters. We also, unfortunately, had damage to the beautiful sculpture garden that was free to the community. But again, we are looking ahead. There will be replanting. There are still some sculptures that escaped the damage, and there will be a new sculpture garden. So I would say that things are, as everyone else in the community, we are moving towards rebuilding the areas of the campus that did have some damage.
And just connected with the fire, you guys are doing an awesome event. You're bringing in my man, Joe McHale, for Stand Up for Sonoma, where the money's going to benefit people that are affected by the fires.
Yes, indeed. We are so happy to be hosting. We've donated the use of the facility to Stand Up Sonoma. It's an awesome comedy benefit. Great way to kick off the new year. It's on January 4th. Tickets went on sale yesterday, so we had a great on sale, but there are lots of tickets there. Joel McHale put together a great lineup. We have Nick Kroll, Chris D'Elia, Nikki Glaser, Kyle Kinane, Chris Porter. It's going to be a great night. And all of the proceeds are going towards fire victims. So it's a great cause, and it will be a great night.
Okay, Ann, let's talk comics since we're in that vein. Jerry Seinfeld is coming to town.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
Yep, he is returning. I know he's been at the center before. We just announced that today. Tickets will go on sale next week on the 15th. If you're really, really anxious to see Jerry and you are either a member or if you decide to become a member, which is really easy to do on our website, then you have the opportunity to buy those tickets for Jerry Seinfeld earlier than the public on sale. But he will be with us in March, and he's always, and he's out there a lot now more than he used to be. So
yeah,
it will be great to have him back.
And one of the holiday events I'm looking forward to, Anne, is Under the Street Lamp with some of the performers from Jersey Boys.
Yep. And I'm so glad you brought that one up. That one's going to be just an incredibly fun, cool night. It's called Under the Street Lamp, and it's coming up on December 14th. You are right. Many of the leading cast members from Jersey Boys are going to be doing kind of a concert celebration of classic hits from the radio songbook from the 50s to the 1970s. So there's going to be doo-wop, Motown, rock and roll, popular songs from like the Drifters, the Beach Boys, Roy Orbison, and of course, you know, a great salute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So that one's just going to be kind of a really fun night and a little bit different way to enjoy holiday music, I think.
Oh, I think so, too. That's sort of what makes it unique. Anything else you're very, very excited about?
Well, you know, like I said, I think one of the things that's so great about the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is that we really, it may sound corny, but we really have something for everyone. You know, we have the Symphony Pops this Sunday, and they're going to be doing their Holly Jolly Pops, which will be the Santa Rosa Symphony, which is beloved, but, you know, the Santa Rosa Symphony doing kind of their pop version of things, and there's a sing-along, as well as, of course, holiday music for those people who like that kind of music. We also have the Roustabout White Christmas. That's happening. And then the Moscow Ballet is doing the Russian Nutcracker. That will be the last show we have before Christmas. That's on the 18th. That is also a return, but it's just a really, really fun kind of experience and a great way to... It's really the original from Moscow. It's beautiful. It's gotten incredible reviews. It has a 60-foot growing Christmas tree. I mean, how can you not see that?
Yeah, you got to love that. Well, as you know, Anne, more than ever this year, we need a little Christmas.
Yeah, and so, I would agree. Yes. You know, I was saying just the other day, I went to buy some holiday lights, and the store I went to, the holiday lights were almost sold out. And
yeah.
I think you're right. I think people need to deck the halls a little earlier this year than usual. And I think the idea of music and being together, whatever kind of music you like and performance you like, I think we all need to kind of really have that holiday spirit as a community. And we see ourselves at the center really as the community's gathering place. There's so much going on there, lots of different ways to experience that. But I agree with you. I think this year we all need it a little bit more than usual.
I think we are lighting things up a little more strongly and enthusiastically this year, not just for our own mood, but also for our community's mood as well.
Yes.
So lots of great shows coming up. Thanks for letting us know about the man. We'll keep in touch with you about upcoming events.
Thank you, and thanks so much for your support. You guys are wonderful to us all the time, but you are really a major hub for the community to know what's going on. So thank you for that.
Thanks very much, Anne. That is Anne Abrams. She is the director of marketing at the LBC. Lots of shows on the way.